Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Washington will take on the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football. I think Denver is going to be the toughest team we've faced so far this season. Would a win over Denver change your mind about this wasted season? I'd say it'd probably lead me into talking more about how the injuries derailed our season. The bounces haven't gone our way. I would like to be in this game against the Broncos, not suffer another defeat in a row, and definitely not get blown out on national television. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Rick in Maryland. Rick, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Morning, Tim. How's it going, Adam?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Look here, I just want to say this. Give me 20 seconds. Hey, Cowboy fans, look, you deserve to talk all the trash you want until we beat you guys head up. Yeah, keep talking. But also criticize that owner of yours. Every time he clapped, doesn't it look like it hurt him? It hurts him to clap. He don't even look right clapping. But anyway, I can't stand the Cowboys. But you have the right to talk all the trash you want because we haven't beat you guys head up, you know, with everybody healthy, such and such. So talk your trash. But I tell you something. I don't want to see them win no division. I can't stand the Cowboys. I'd rather see the Eagles win the division again. I don't like nobody in it, but I can't stand the Cowboys. That's all I got, Adam. I can't stand them, man.
Hey, Rick.
Have a good one, man.
Rick,
yes,
can you tell me more about your hate for the Cowboys? You're getting me fired up, dude.
I can't stand them, man. I can't stand them. That's it. That's the only Super Bowl they're going to get close to is when they won the other day. I can't stand them.
Is it Jerry that you hate the most? For me, I hate the dumb star on their on their helmet and the fact that they call themselves America's team.
I ain't got no more, man. I can't stand them. That's all I got to say. I can't stand them. Have a good one, bro.
Good call, Rick. We'll get you back on the Uncensored podcast, but I like that. I can't stand them. All right, let's go to Drew in Maryland. What's up, Drew?
Hey, how you doing, AWOD? So, you know, we got three more home games. I'm looking at that as three more opportunities to tailgate this season. So, you know, that's a positive. I do hope we can come and win on Christmas and beat the Cowboys. And then other than that, I mean, look, we were on the wrong side of four in a row uncompetitive games this year. That's unsatisfactory. And it's good. You know, I'd like to see what we've got when we got a healthy cadre of players. But that's not going to be Sunday night, unfortunately. So, you know, I think this season, I hate to say it, after such a high from last year, but it sucks.
Yeah.
And we just got to drink heavy on Sunday night and and get back to it for Christmas. Hopefully see the guys that we wanted to put out there play a little bit before the year's over, and then wake up next year and hope this was just a bad dream.
Rick, what's your setup tailgate going to be like tonight? Was it hard to get people to come to this game?
No, because we got a dedicated crew, and we've got, you know, the green chili and some Colorado lamb and bison burgers and lots of alcohol. So, you know, we'll be feeling good. We got TV for the early games, so it'll be a fun enough game out there.
Did you say green chili?
Green chili, yeah, that's the chili verde.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's a Denver specialty, actually.
Okay. Good. Man, you might have to invite me to this tailgate. That sounds good.
Yeah, we'll be partying tomorrow. Believe me, it'll be a party out there because we know that once we go in for kickoff, it's likely to get ugly early. So
yeah,
you know.
Well, Rick, good call, man, and chime back in later. I am going to the Christmas game. It'd be great to meet up with you.
Okay, we'll be there.
All right, man.
Lot all the time. All right, take care.
Thanks, Rick. All right, let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Happy holidays, Adam. How you doing?
Happy holidays to you, Mitch.
Just two things. If he's not 100%, why play these guys? And I'm just looking forward to drafts, getting a high draft position. We definitely need a defensive lineman. A wide receiver wouldn't hurt. One of those two guys from USC, Micaiah Lemon or Jacoby Lane. And it's even a running back. And, of course, offensive line never hurts, right? But anyway, the season's a kaput. We can only play small, but I'd rather them lose more.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mitch, and good call. I know this fan base is down and out. Everything's doom and gloom. Just wait till draft day. Everyone's going to get fired up again the moment they hear about an edge rusher from the SEC or a wide receiver from the Big Ten. I can't wait for that. Look, Adam Peters was brought in here to be a draft specialist. And year one, he got lucky. Nobody could have missed with number two overall pick and Jaden Daniels. And I do think he got some hits in there, even though those guys, it feels like if they've taken a step back this year, and Brandon Coleman, Johnny Newton, and others. But I still believe in his scouting reports, and I still believe that he will be the right guy to draft the building blocks of this organization once again this offseason. I ask you right now, though, I think Denver's the toughest team we face this season. Would a win over Denver change your mind about this wasted season? Wide receiver Terry McLaurin will be active to return for prime time Sunday Night Football against the Denver Broncos. Coach Quinn says he's worked hard, and so to see that comeback after some frustrating days and hard conversations and quiet moments to work hard and get back, it's a big deal. And I am excited for Terry McLaurin to come back. I know it's not Jaden Daniels throwing it to him, but Marcus Mariota and McLaurin have had some success before. He had three catches for 54 yards and a touchdown, the only touchdown last time he played, against the Kansas City Chiefs. So we know Noah Brown, Jaden Daniels, and Drake Jackson are out. Will Harris, Tyler Ott, questionable. Everybody else seems to be a go for Sunday. And it's Washington against the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football, which certainly is not what the schedule makers wanted, with Washington struggling. But you know what? Denver belongs. Denver belongs on Sunday Night Football. They belong in the spotlight with the job Sean Payton has done and second-year quarterback Bo Nix to the 9-2 record this season. Washington, of course, 3-8. But this Denver defense here, they are incredible. Their defense may be the best in football. Our offense, maybe the most struggling in football right now. We can't seem to score more than 23 points. We're going to have to score more than 23 points, I feel like, to have a chance in this game. Somehow, the offense is going to have to be going. I think this is probably the most difficult Commanders game on the schedule to date, and it will probably be the most difficult game when the season's done because Kansas City's not as strong, right? Detroit's also not as strong, and Philadelphia just lost to Chicago. And so I wonder, what do you think a win would do for your thoughts on this season? Is it, hey, we just got lucky, or wait, it's prime time, anything can happen, or Denver's not that good? I mean, to me, it'd kind of be miraculous to win this game. I think a close game would feel like a win against this Denver team with how good they are. But this is certainly the biggest test of the season. It would mean a lot for me if Washington is just in this game, because Denver's a clear playoff team, and they look like one of the favorites to represent the AFC. We played a great half against the Chiefs. Then we played a great game against the Miami Dolphins and still lost that game. It's going to be a primetime battle in Landover, and I think a lot of people would believe it's going to be closer to a blowout than a contest, but I'm giving my boys a chance here. Although Denver has one of the best defenses in football, and they blitz well, and they hold opponents to below 20 points, I saw something from the offense in Madrid with Washington and their ability to run the football. And, you know, Washington's offense, it's kind of full of backups right now that haven't been able to create separation or any kind of vertical passing game. McLaurin back gets me so excited. It really does. I just love to see 17 fly around and hopefully make some plays for Washington. It would feel so good if the Washington defense can limit Bo Nix and get stops. I worry about our offense against this Denver defense. Like, I mean, there's a chance they shut us out. They are so good. They made Kansas City look so bad the other week on offense. And Washington's defense, we're coming off of a good game, but this secondary is dead last in pass defense. Bo Nix just threw for 295 yards. He came up big against Kansas City. And the other thing about Bo Nix is he's been really good in second halves of games this season. 18 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. Most of those interceptions have been in the first half. He's had good pass protection, and they've got multiple backs that can burn you. It will be R.J. Franklin getting the start, R.J. Harvey getting the start, Troy Franklin and Bryant on the outside. The other thing about Bo Nix this year is he rarely takes sacks. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a massive test for our secondary. We'll see if the D-line can put any pressure on Bo Nix. I kind of see our offense struggling, but, you know, we'll see what our defense does. I don't think that they have, you know, this unbelievable offense. I just think they play great complementary football. The defense is top five, and the offense is, you know, a little bit above average. And they can do both. They can run, they can throw, they can play action, pass you. Denver has beaten every team this season it's faced that they were supposed to win. I think that's similar to Washington last year. And I didn't believe in Sean Payton or Bo Nix last year, but they've been awesome this year. It is hard to be a hater. And for Washington, such a down year. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. The injuries have piled up sky high. Jaden's still out. But this would be a statement game here. And I said it, I would be happy with just keeping this close. I think that would signal that they are responding to this coaching staff, because this might be the best team we'll face all season long. The 3-8 Commanders against the 9-2 Denver Broncos. Sunday Night Football from Landover, Maryland, Northwest Stadium. You can give us your thoughts. 1-800-636-1067. The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We are always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. The Commanders take on the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football. If you want to chime in, you know, I ask you, would a win against the best team on the schedule that we're going to face, the 9-2 Broncos, change your mind about this season at all? For me, it would. It would lead me into thinking more heavily about how the injuries derailed our season. It would be awesome to get a win against one of the top teams in the AFC. I don't really expect it, but I would love it. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. Anthony, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, Adam, man? Good to hear you again. Long-time listener, long-time caller. Your future co-host coming straight from the nation's capital. How you doing today, man?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. So as far as the game with the Broncos, I think that if we win, it'll mean a lot to the season. And I do agree that it'll mean a lot to the fans just to see us fighting and get a win out there. But I want to talk to you something more specifically. I looked at Cliff Kingsbury press conference, and I know football players play football. I definitely wanted Jaden to come back and do good, have a great showing, finish out the season strong and everything. But the way Cliff Kingsbury was talking about the Denver Broncos defense, oh, my God, talking about how phenomenal they is leading the league in sacks, how they ferocious, how they hit, how they mean, how their linebackers run sideline to sideline. They fast, they physical, they run downhill. They like, wear down offenses. And he had me thinking, oh, my God. I do not want to see Jaden Daniels on the field against
this Broncos defense. We're not going to see Jaden Daniels tomorrow.
Thank God, but the way that he was talking about that defense, even if Jaden Daniels was ready,
I heard the press conference. He was talking about this Denver defense like they had already beat us 30-3. Like he knew that we're going to struggle offensively.
And I know that that is coaches talk, but to people who went through the tour days, for people that know what it feel like, they had the pass sticking to them. So people who know what it feel like to have the wind blowing through their ear hole, that play organized football, like we know, like when coaches talk and when they mean certain things. And this man is already preparing us for a game that might not go that fans hope that it should go. But I'm still proud of the team. I'm not going to judge.
I mean, you got to understand where Cliff Kingsbury is coming from. He knows he's got a backup quarterback, some backup wide receivers, an offensive line that struggled, a defense that's given up a million points. But really, it's the backup quarterback that kind of leads me to believe that he knows his team's going to struggle against Denver. They blitz from so many different ways. I mean, that's what he kind of said is, I've been staying up all night trying to figure out a way to block them.
Well, if you guys stay up all night to figure out a way to block them, I mean, I'm not no NFL coach. But I do love the game of football. And I know when a team is blitzing a lot and blitz heavy, you run misdirection plays. You run screens. You run reverses. You run tosses. You run anything that's going to get the defense to slow down. And that's all it takes is a second or a half a second. Like, sometimes you have to use misdirection plays to slow down the pass rush, get the ball out, quick slants, a draw play every now and then. When I see, sometimes people don't even understand that the play calling and coaching is the most, I think to me, is the second most important. And of course, the players is the most important, because if you don't have the talent, regardless of what plays you call, we all understand that it ain't going to work because you don't have the talent to make the plays effective. But you still have to put your players in the best position and win. Like when Dan Quinn called a corner blitz from the slot, I was like, oh, my God, thank you. That's the first time I've seen a cornerback blitzing, like, in forever. Yeah. In forever. Sean Springs is the only cornerback that led our team in blitzing sacks. I think he led the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. But you have to mix it up. You can't be so predictable. And I think Cliff sometimes just, I don't know, you just have to do the plays that work, man. We ranked the counter trade. It's up to you to stop it. Packers ranked the power toss left, power toss right. It's up to you to stop it. If you're good at something, you don't have to adjust to the defense. The defense have to adjust to you, and that's play calling. Thank you, Adam, for taking my call. I know you got other callers, man.
Yep, good stuff, Anthony. I appreciate it. It would take a Cliff Kingsbury masterclass offensive play calling game for the Commanders to be in this thing here. It is frustrating to see that, you know, when we call a pitch play, feels like we lose 2 yards. When everybody else does it, they gain 10. I mean, and it drives me crazy. I don't think it's the play calling. I think it's lack of execution. And for a lot of things, it's the defense cannot set the edge. All right, let's look at the playoff picture here in the NFL, because my hot take has been I don't believe in the top three teams in the AFC. And now with the Ravens loss, I can say I don't believe in the top four teams in the AFC. Is it possible that all four top four seeds could lose? New England gets a bye. Maybe Kansas City comes to town in the second round. Denver at home. I would pick Denver to lose at home if they were facing Baltimore. I would pick Indianapolis at home to lose if they're facing Buffalo. I don't believe, and now Pittsburgh's at the top of the division. I don't believe in the top four seeds in the AFC. I still believe in the Bills. I still believe in the Chiefs to get into the playoffs. They're half a game back of Houston. We know Houston's going to botch it, or Jacksonville will with their game and a half lead here. And I think Baltimore can still get in here. So I just don't believe in the Colts, the Broncos, the Patriots, or the Steelers to be playoff successful teams this year. They all remind me of the Minnesota Vikings last year. You can win 13, 14 games, but if you can't win in the postseason, then it really was all for nothing. So that's my hot take here. Even though Kansas City lost to Dallas, I still believe they will get in. I still believe in Buffalo. I mean, as the seventh seed, Buffalo would face off against Denver in Denver. I am picking Buffalo in that matchup. That's why Sean Payton knows his team has to win Sunday night, because if they can be the one team in the AFC to get by, that is going to be crucial for them. In the NFC, I actually do really believe in the top seeds. The LA Rams are the number one seed. They're the best team I've seen this year in the NFC. Awesome offense with two running backs and a great quarterback and a defense that is underrated. Chicago at the two seed, they've kind of proved it as of late that they belong. Philly at the three, still believe in them in the postseason, even as they've been dysfunctional. Tampa will be interesting to see how healthy they are. Seattle, Green Bay, and San Francisco, one of those teams will lose out because I believe Detroit will get in. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. In Richmond, 910 AM, now at 105.1 FM. And always available on the go. With the free Odyssey app, download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. You can rewind, run some errands, pick up right where you left off. I was able to rewind yesterday and hear Linnell and Denton Day in place for the sports junkies. You can always rewind on the free Odyssey app. And so I did admit this. Honesty is always the truth. I was 0-4 my three Thursday games and Black Friday in the NFL. But we are going to get right back to it with AWOD's picks for the Sunday slate and Monday Night Football here on AWOD Radio. 1 o'clock on CBS, the 49ers travel to face off against the Cleveland Browns. A lot of excitement with the debut of Shedeur Sanders. Now he faces off against a very difficult defense. He will have an interception or a fumble. Give me the 49ers to cover the 5.5-point spread. Jags, Titans, just an unbelievable dud of a game this weekend. The Titans have already fired their coach. Their quarterback has already said, dude, we're ass. He knows how bad they are. They're 1-10. They're also 0-6 at home. And they're not getting their first win against Jacksonville, who's fighting for a playoff spot. Give me the Jags -5.5. Texans Colts is a battle. Playoff seeding on the line. Like I said, even though Kansas City lost, I still have them jumping over Houston. Why? Because Houston will lose to Indianapolis. Give me Indy -3.5. Saints-Dolphins. Yeah, that is a skip-it game for me. No reason to put money on the home team Miami or the road dogs in New Orleans there. Just both teams have been a dysfunctional disaster this season. But the Falcons at the Jets, I'm all in on Atlanta. I'm all in on a bounce-back game for the Falcons here. Offensively, they started to get going in their win over the Saints. They need Bijan to go. They need Bijan to be awesome to give them a chance in this one. Not 14 carries for like 50 yards. They're going to need to run for 100 yards to win this game against a Jets defense that is improving. But I'm giving the Falcons the credit here. I'll give them Atlanta -2.5. Lock it in. Cardinals, Bucks. I think Cardinals end up firing their coach at the end of the season. Jonathan Gannon hasn't worked out. Give me the Bucks at home -3.5. Rams-Panthers. That's actually a three-star game in Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the ACC title game will be played in a few weeks. The Panthers have been so much better than I thought they would be this year. Like, I have to give Bryce Young credit. He has evolved. I have to give Rico Dowdle his flowers. Tet McMillan has been really good. But that team struggles against a good defense. Like, when they lost to the 49ers last week, 20-9, they got blown out by the Patriots, 42-13. Good defenses have handled the Panthers and Bryce Young. I mean, Bryce Young throwing interceptions, like, my favorite prop every single week. I might place it again. The spread is 10, which gives me a little bit of pause here. So I don't think I'm going to take the Rams on the spread, but I will take Bryce Young to have an interception. You can lock that in. Vikings, Seahawks. Vikings were 4-4, had everything to play for. And then they fumbled the ball away three games in a row. Give me Seattle at home. Their offense is humming. Sam Darnold just spreading the ball all around. Jackson Smith and Jigba having an insane season, already over 1,300 yards. Seattle will cover the 11 point spread. Vikings, nothing to play for in that one. Bills, Steelers, such a juicy, juicy matchup. The Steelers, without playing a game, moved back into first place in the division. They will need to win that division to be a playoff team. I don't think the Steelers can get in as a wild card team. The Bills, I think they need to come to the realization they're not going to win the division this year. Like, they still have New England, but you're 2.5 games back with 6 left. So they need this win for a playoff spot. That's why it's such an interesting game, because both teams absolutely need it for a playoff spot. I will take Buffalo. I don't think Aaron Rodgers returning makes puts the Steelers ahead of a Buffalo team. Look, Buffalo's been disappointing this season with their overall 7-4 record. There's no question about that. And I'm stunned that they lost to the Dolphins. I'm stunned that they didn't get a win streak going after a big win over the Bucs. They blew it against Houston, 23-19. I think that was more of a fluke there. Buffalo is a team that will make the playoffs and win a playoff game. This is a playoff atmosphere. They'll win this one. Raiders at the Chargers. I love this Chargers team. And there's really no team that I think is more awful than the Raiders this season. I mean, they can't run the ball with Genty. Geno Smith's been terrible. Chip Kelly, we found out this week, was calling the wrong plays. Calling the wrong plays. Putting his quarterback at the line of scrimmage without knowing which guy was supposed to go in motion. Like, just so bad as an offense coordinator. Maybe they'll get a bump from him getting fired. But the Chargers, like I said, they're battling for a playoff spot here. They got Kansas City on their butt. Denver right ahead of them. With a game at Denver to close out the season, they could still win the division. They will take care of business against the Raiders, and so I will take the Chargers minus 8.5. Denver, I mean, it is a win if Washington covers the 5.5. If you take Washington plus 5.5 and that hits, to me, that's as good as a win. I don't really think that we're going to be able to keep it close in the second half. I think their offense will get going. I would love to see, a Bill awesome game or Rodriguez over 100 yards. I just don't think it's very likely. I think we are what we've seen for the most of this season. We're a struggling offense and a lousy defense. Giants at the Patriots to close out the week with Monday Night Football. And I will take the Pats over the Giants here. The Giants fired their defensive coordinator. I don't think that gives them much of a boost. Once again, we look back at the playoff picture here. And it's going to be really interesting to see if Dallas can make up the ground. I am desperate for them to miss out on the playoffs. I want Washington to eliminate them on Christmas. That would, really make my Christmas if Washington can eliminate the Cowboys. But like I was saying earlier, Detroit, I believe, will be a playoff team. I'm so guaranteeing that. But they're on the outside looking in as the 8th seed. So something's got to give. Can they come back and win their division? It's going to be very tough. So you're looking at one of those wild card spots there. And I think Green Bay with the tie is going to be the interesting one, because they are now a game and a half above the Lions because of that tie. 49ers, 8-4, I think would be the most likely team to stumble there and for Detroit to go ahead of them. I just don't like the quarterback situation in San Francisco. You could go back, check the tape I was never for paying Brock Purdy. 49ers got the Browns this weekend, and then the Titans, which will put them with 10 wins, but they'll close out the season with Colts, Bears, Seahawks, and I think that will be the difference. If Detroit can get hot, they'll be able to make up the ground over the 49ers during that stretch right there. And back to the AFC playoff picture, like I said, look, I just don't believe in the top four. I still believe in Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Two of those three teams I'm mentioning are on the outside looking in. But I think Kansas City gets above Houston because they would have the tiebreaker over them based off of conference wins. And I think Kansas City would then get above either Jacksonville or the Chargers based on the way the season closes out. I know, like, a lot of people said, if Kansas City loses to Dallas, that's an elimination. To me, that was an elimination for Dallas. For Kansas City, they could be three games back with three games to play. I will still believe in them. And another thing, this Chargers schedule. Yes, they have the Raiders this weekend. And then it becomes one of the hardest schedules in football. It'll be a real test for Harbaugh in December. Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys, Texans, Broncos. Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys, Texans, Broncos, and probably needing three wins to get in. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, AWOD? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I kind of agree with you on the team aspect. I think the injuries have hurt us tremendously, and I think we need some help in the front office. Look, I'm with you. I love Adam Peters, and I like what he did his first season. I'm very disappointed about what he did in the second season. But the reason why I think he needs help in the front office, Adam, is when you look at the L.A. Rams and you see that the Rams have Cam Curl and Emmanuel Forbes, both guys that we could have had. And Forbes, we just released last year, said he wasn't worth anything, and now is going to be an all-pro. That's damning. It's almost to the point, if this was Bruce Allen or Vinny Serrato, this would be on the headlines of CNN. Seriously, it would be. And I really think Adam needs help in the front office, especially next year, because if we're like this next year, then all bets are off. Somebody's getting fired in 27.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say that.
So I understand what you're saying. Here's my thoughts. Cam Curl, I wish we still had. I think they chose Quan Martin or chose Jeremy Chin. Emmanuel
and
Forbes,
how's that worked out?
I would, yeah. I'm still letting him go in L.A. Like, I don't care how many plays he makes. I saw the eye test, dude. I was there at training camp. Like, I don't want him back.
I mean, I get it, but it doesn't make us look good.
No, you're right.
I see where you're coming from. It does. See, here's the problem right now where you're coming from. What's the number one issue we have right now? We covered the pass better before we released him than we did after. Matter of fact, we did better before we had Lattimore than we did since we had Lattimore. I mean, I see where you're coming from. It's just sometimes I wish, you know, Adam, everyone says it was about Dan Snyder, and I can agree part of that. But, Adam, ever since you was born, we've had a horrible general manager issue, and we haven't been right since Bobby Bethard. And that's the truth. That's the cold, honest truth. Since Bobby Bethard left the ninth in 88, which he set us up for that third Super Bowl title, Charlie Castle was god-awful in the 90s. Vinny Serrato, Bruce Allen. I'm just saying, Adam needs help.
Well, this is the most important offseason now for him.
Absolutely.
Here's where we can agree, Mark, is Manuel Forbes playing well does not look good for this franchise. Simple as that.
It doesn't. This secondary being a top five defense is not looking well for us, man. That's not looking well for us. And look, him and Dan got to get on the same page. And I think the most important thing, yes, we need to worry about the defense. Adam, I think you'll agree with me. We need to get some toys for Jake. That's the most important. He is the most important person in our franchise right now. And if you look at all those quarterbacks right now, that Caleb Williams, everybody behind him, all of them have better talent around him than he does. And that's embarrassing. He shouldn't have to do everything. And you hit it on the head, A.Y. He feels like he has to do everything because he doesn't have anything around that can help him. If you get him better talent, he won't have to do everything.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mark, appreciate you chiming in. We got final segment of A-Wide Radio coming up next. I still believe that this team can put off a fight against the Denver Broncos. After the bye week, the excitement of McLaurin coming back, I'll give you the keys to victory and pathway to success coming up next. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Steve Zabin is coming up next. You can tweet us your thoughts at A-Wide Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. My buddy Kevin told me that he's listening. He's got a friend that he works with that enjoys the show. So we always appreciate people getting in touch with me on social media at A-Wide Radio on Instagram or Twitter. I'm going to give out the keys to victory and pathway to success. But first, let's go to the phone lines. What do you think about Washington's chances on Sunday Night Football? What are you going to be looking for in the final six games of this season, as it's been a dreadful season? Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. What's up, Kevin?
I will answer your question, but I want to add something on to what Mark was just saying. I think the keys to us being satisfied with the performance tomorrow is that we see a functioning offense. I've given up any hope of seeing a functioning defense, and I'll get to that in a second. But with Terry back, with our O-line, with Marcus being a very good backup quarterback, I would just like to see, against a very good defense, credibility. But here's the thing, Adam. I think, building on Mark's point, and this is a factoid I brought up on a couple other shows. I don't know if you know this, but if you look at Washington's college scouting department, its director is Tim Gribble, and he has six area scouts. Do you realize that every college scout that works for the Commanders was hired either by Ron Rivera or Bruce Allen? That no one in the college scouting department was hired by Adam Peters. And we wonder why we're not killing it in the draft. There's two things about what they want to be. They want to be a draft and develop team. They want to draft better, and then they want to develop players. Well, guess what? You're going to have to replace, in my opinion, that whole defensive coaching staff, because we've seen regression from Sandra Still. We've seen it from Newton. We've seen it from Martin. There's no development happening on that side of the ball with our youngsters. So to me, that's where Adam needs help. He needs a whole new defensive staff, and he better look really hard at those scouts. Is that the best we can do? Holdovers from one of the worst drafting teams in the league? I'm sorry. I don't mean anything personally against those guys, but this really needs to be a focal point. What are we doing over there?
Well, I understand what you're saying. It's been a disappointing season, and it has a lot of people questioning every move that Adam Peters has made. And I'll tell you, I got pissed off when we lost to Madrid because we missed a field goal, because that's something that he was supposed to fix. It was a problem when he got here, and it's still a problem.
Yeah, I believe in him, though. I don't want to can him. And I do think talent-wise, he may be the best since Beathard. But he's had an off year, and they have got to set their jaw and say, we're never going to have a year like that again. I mean, he really needs to show out this offseason. That's all I got to say, brother.
Yeah. No, I mean, we thought that this past offseason was the most important in my mind, and it was going to be difficult. It's going to be even more difficult because some of the building blocks of his first draft class haven't really panned out, and neither have all the rookies. And so, yeah, everybody's questioning every pick he's made, every move he's made since he's gotten here now, and it deserves to be under a microscope with how awful this season has been. You know, the bare minimum for this year was supposed to be 8 wins, all right? I get that's still possible, but it doesn't seem likely at all. And it's been awful. And I blame injuries a lot. And I would, lean heavily into that, especially if we won against the Broncos. It would make me feel a lot better. But the draft picks haven't been good enough. The free agent signings haven't been good enough. I mean, I think people were right to kind of call out Von Miller. It's pretty expensive for a guy that's getting 5-6 sacks this season and doesn't even play all the snaps. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We close out the show with the keys to victory and pathway to success. And today the keys are a way, find a way to give AWOD a reason to watch after 10 p.m. Find a way for Commanders fans to make this thing worth watching the second half. Because this is going to be a late game, all right? I'm so tired of primetime games when we're not good. It's annoying, right? And everybody talks about the other team for the whole game. Can Washington have this thing at a one-possession game in the fourth quarter? That would make me feel good. Can we limit Denver's possessions by running the football? You know what I want to see? I would love to see one defensive game where we have zero penalties, right? I mean, even if we just get beat, stop holding. Stop holding. Stop jumping off sides. No defensive penalties. We've been talking about clean football all season long. We haven't had it. Zero turnovers. And then the other thing, as much as I like Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden and Marcus Mariota, for the life of me, I can't understand why the first drives of games are so difficult for our team. That's supposed to be the first 15 plays scripted. That needs to be points on the board. That's what I want to see. Why didn't every other team in the NFL do that? It feels like every team we play, even the Dolphins, have their scripted play. It's too difficult for us because they're a step ahead. They've worked on it all week long, and they score. We have to put points on the board on the first drive and play with a lead. Keys to victory here. Number one, run for more yards than the Denver Broncos. They're without their main guy, Dobbins, but Harvey has been really good for them. I just want to see our offensive line give a better push for our running backs. Feels like they've had to create their own hole. But that'd be the first key to victory. Number two would be to win the turnover battle in this one. And the third key to victory would be to have better red zone success than the Denver Broncos. And that's what we did against the Dolphins. Like, I really liked Dan Quinn's energy on the sideline and the fact that you had a guy like Kinlaw pointing at Quinn and saying, "I'm getting this stop for you." That's what my take was of that when Kinlaw was pointing to him. And they did. They got the stop. Now, the Dolphins aren't that good on offense, but they had been excellent. I think the stat was they hadn't missed an opportunity in the red zone, in the 10-yard line, of getting into the end zone. We stopped them twice, right? So better red zone success is the third key to victory. And then, of course, pathway to success for Washington. Look, keys to victory. Run for more yards, win the turnover battle, have better red zone success. But the only way Washington wins this game, the pathway to success, is either McLaurin or Debo or Lane. We need an explosive big play touchdown, a deep pass down the field that flips the momentum, something that we have not had in like 3 months now. That's the only way Washington would have a chance. I'll be staying up for the whole game. I want us to be in the fight in the fourth quarter. Appreciate everybody chiming in. Thanks to Wes running the ones and twos. We'll be back next Saturday, live and local, here in the nation's capital, starting at 9 a.m. Steve Zabin's coming up next here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. I'll see you guys next Saturday. Thanks for listening.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.